What you don't know can hurt you.
Tea Party candidate Christine O'Donnell found that out the hard way the other night.
Where in the Constitution is separation of church and state?
One can be tempted to make fun of historical gaffes in politics and elsewhere. But do we as Americans have a clear idea of what basic history we all need to know?
For a young country, there's a lot of history and a lot of different stories of diverse peoples.
Knowing history, ours and yours. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
That's right, folks. Good morning. It's kind of a history quiz. What constitutes historical literacy in America? Morning. We aim to make you late for work. That's basically the deal here. It's Thursday, October 21st.
But we will tell you why you're late for work and where you can find it in the Constitution. Exactly. Let's get right to the top news this morning. 3 million votes already in for the midterm elections. Early voting figures show Democrats have an edge in a number of states and big counties. 30% of the votes in this election are expected to be cast early, but a new poll shows all signs point to a wave of Republican victories. An Associated Press poll finds the majority of likely voters give Republicans the edge over Democrats on creating jobs and running the government. President Obama is trying to mobilize the troops during a four-day West Coast swing.
You're angry about the situation. I understand that, but make no mistake, this election isn't about anger. It's not about fear. This election is a choice. And the stakes could not be higher.
Across the country, Senate races are tightening with contests in Alaska, Kentucky, and California in virtual dead heats. In California, a new poll shows Democrat Jerry Brown now has an 8-point lead over Meg Whitman in the race for governor. In the Florida governor's race, Republican Rick Scott was asked about gay marriage during the debate last night.
I believe that children are raised in a more healthy environment if they're raised by a married couple.
Democrat Alex Sink was asked her thoughts on a court ruling that allows gay couples to adopt children.
No, I don't think it is immoral, and I believe that the judge made the correct decision.
We're going to have more political coverage for you throughout the hour.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell is back on for now. A federal appeals court is temporarily allowing the military to retain its policy against openly gay members, at least until arguments are filed on Monday. Former Air Force Sergeant David Hall was discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
The Pentagon said more than enough time to start thinking about this process.
Well, that's his view. But, of course, the Pentagon has told recruiters to accept openly gay recruits as recently as yesterday. But now it's unclear what effect the ruling will actually have in the recruiting offices. In France, a standoff over pension reform continues. We're learning this hour that the vote on whether to raise the retirement age by 2 years in the French Senate will be held tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, the protests are continuing, with French officials saying nearly 2,000 people have been detained in the last week. The U.S. offensive in Kandahar is reportedly going well. The New York Times reports Taliban fighters are fleeing strongholds they've held for years and are retreating to Pakistan. But one Taliban soldier says they plan on coming back once the Americans leave. It's the largest arms deal to another country in U.S. history. The Pentagon plans to sell $60 billion worth of advanced weapons to Saudi Arabia. It includes fighter jets, three kinds of helicopters, and various kinds of missiles. Congress still needs to give the okay. And China announced this morning its economy grew 9.6% last quarter.
Holy cow.
That's kind of depressing to the Chinese as well. They prefer 12. That's actually the second straight slowdown. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. We're leaving for China tomorrow, Celeste. Pack your bags. The futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,107.
Is that a British colonialist accent?
Yes, right. I'm going to Hong Kong, right? Get involved in the opium trade, you know, a couple hundred years, then
right.
My empire will
right.
fail. That's the British story, right? The Dow gets underway at 11,107. S&P opens at 1,178. And the NASDAQ opens at 2457.
British Americans, you can email him
Rupert's
at jhockenberry.
He's just going to kill me. Throughout this hour, we get a history lesson on history lessons. That's right. What's being taught to our kids? When does it get political? What constitutes historical?
We're talking about British Americans and colonialism.
I'll go back to school on that. That's at thetakeaway.org. More in just a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.